WCEF.
KO4 CEF.
Good morning, Andrew. How you been doing? I haven't talked to you in a while.
Pretty good. Good weekend. You know, got some stuff done around the house, and now I'm going into work. And I get to take my time doing that because we're not running today, unfortunately.
Nice.
Yeah, it's nice. I don't, you know, have to worry about anybody working online today. We're sending them to the other hall because we're short on parts.
That's right. You're the plant worker.
Take the next right on this.
Glad things are going to be a little easier for you today. That's always nice on a Monday.
Yeah, definitely that. How's the job coming along?
Bad. It's hot, but it's not bad.
It hasn't been horribly hot. I think it got a little warm this weekend, but I think for the most part it's been, mid-80s?
I think the high today in Greenville is supposed to be 92.
I'm there.
I'd say so. Although I've heard that we're supposed to get more rain and storms this week, so I'm hoping that's the case because sometimes they'll let you get off the job early.
Unless you really need the money.
Oh, I really need it. They only really do it. I guess it really is according to what the road crews are doing. There's some things they can do out in the rain and still do, but there's other things like digging into the ground. They can't be out in the rain to do that.
See ya.
Hey, Skaggs. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Patrick. KO4WWZ.
KO4 CEF.
For a minute or two, I'm coming out of the black hole. So, y'all carry on.
On the road this morning, I seen you on the map, but sometimes that can be deceiving.
Edward, now that's what I need to get. I need to save up my money and get a Jazzy SP400M. I can do some acres on that.
Right, you can just about make any radio APRS and send out beacons at least. You can do the inverse with, I think it's APRS Droid, and it will decode anything it hears, but it won't make the radio transmit it, I don't believe. But, I mean, you can buy mobile link TNC and hook it to a Beofeng radio, and it'll work as an APRS beacon.
Okay, well, thank you for that.
Understanding also, Chandler, you can pretty much make any radio into that. You won't have to add some components to it, but they'll all do it.
That, to be honest, I like to be able to see the map like you can on the Jazzy, though. I don't know if you can see the map when you do that.
Most of the time, I just run APRS Droid. I can't see a map. You can pull one up, but I can't see the map. So I just run the list, and it shows me there's probably 10 or 15 stations that are closest to me. But then some other times, I'll leave it turned on in the radio. That way, I can check my Winlink emails as well.
Yes, sir. So you can do Winlink and acres with the same kind of plugs and components?
Well, let me know if I have any unread Winlink emails, which is nice. I can't check it that I know of, but I can at least know if I have any waiting on me. That way I don't connect to the Winlink network, spending all the time trying to find the station I can connect to if I don't have anything that I need to download.
What radio are you using in your car right now, Andrew?
I think it's FTM 400 something, XD or D or something, I don't know.
That's the one I want to get. That's just like the Icon 5100, pretty much.
Radio, I like it. If I was going to pick up a different one, I would pick up, I believe, the one Patrick uses, the Kenwood, that has the TNC built in that can digipeat just from the radio, because I want to set up a digipeater. And I do it, but I usually have to sacrifice a main radio, where that one can just do it on the side, I believe.
I see. Although I don't know what a digipeater does, to be honest with you. I'm guessing it does what the vision stuff that you're telling me about.
The main purpose is to, the way I tend to use it, is it picks up any stations near it, and it'll rebroadcast it out of a taller, more powerful antenna or something like that to try to get the signal out further. So, you know, the main thing about APRS is getting your signal out so you can be picked up. But if you're not picked up, then that packet just goes out in the thin air and don't do anything.
Roger that.
Have digipeaters in areas where the larger repeaters, like, I think there's one on, what is it, Parrish Mountain? I believe there's one on there. So there's a lot of spots on like I-26 that I know it won't pick you up on because you're out of line of sight. But I can set my station up and it'll pick up a little more accurately on 26.
Roger that. But sort of like the tracking feature you have on your cell phone, or you can
if that's what you want to use it for, absolutely.
Now, what's Patrick? Patrick, what you out there doing? KO4WWZ for ID, KO4CF, and KO4HK.
I'm driving down the mountain right now, listening to y'all, and trying to see what's going on with this truck this morning.
Is there something wrong with it?
Comment, but the check engine light come on earlier. It went off, so I don't know what's going on. We'll have to wait and see.
Maybe your gas thing, maybe it's just not turned on tight enough.
Have to worry about that on this one. It doesn't have an EVAP system. There's some other neat things you can do with APRS is I can send text messages to Andrew's radio, or I can send them to his phone also, and you can also send emails over it.
Really nice. I'll have to consider it. I've already been considering using this radio. I told you guys earlier I was either considering getting the Icon 5100 or the Yazzie 5400DX. That does pretty much do the same thing, but I think Yazzie has a better display.
5100, and it does not do APRS. It doesn't do it. Other than that, it's a really good radio. I don't mess with the D-Star part of it. I've tried to set it up and just can't get it functioning. Just doesn't work for me. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. To get close to school, because all the school buses are out driving around like they're doing the routes again.
D-Star is so daggum hard to set up. It's not making sense to me. KO4CEF.
Everybody says DMR is hard. I had more trouble with D-Star than I did it.
Dad, I don't think I ever had great success on my 7100.
I'm almost to the point where I can start practicing general exam tests. I'm almost there. For my general exam.
Got a HF rig then, right?
Yeah, there's so many things I want to get and so little I can actually do. But I think there's a Yagi ST990 accessory on the slot net for, I think, $500. I say $1,600, I could get that rig and the Yagi STM400 and maybe a Carolina Wind mystery antenna.
Now, you might be able to find you, I think a good first radio is the ICOM 7100, if you can live without the waterfall display, because it's a shack in the box. I don't know, is the 990 a shack in the box? I know the 991 is, I don't know about the 990.
It's an older HF rig, and it shows the frequency display and the meters, but it doesn't have a waterfall or a touch screen like these new radios do.
990 is one of the big radios also. It's not one of the small compact units.
Did my text the other night?
Did I have to go back and look? I got so many over the weekend, I've kind of just blocked them out.
Left under West Zone.
I understand the QRM moron decided to use my call sign.
Yeah, I did get that one.
And these people, what do they think by doing such stupid stuff?
Gentlemen, I pulled up in the parking lot, so I need to head on in and see what I got all planned for today and make sure all my people are in the new hall, so, or the other hall, I guess I should say, not the new one. But anyway, y'all have a good one. Be safe out there on the road, and hopefully we will holler at y'all maybe around 3:30, 4 o'clock. Y'all have a good one. 73KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your phone.
Greetings, Andrew. I was happy to talk to you this morning. Sounds like maybe we can get our round taken back.
Please, Andrew. Have a good day, and I will keep an ear out for you this afternoon.
I would like to start doing this again. I've been starting on these round tables.
Normally it's a little earlier in the morning. This was just the odd morning where Andrew's going in late. Ken's already in work. And normally I'm coming out of the black hole about right now.
I have seen the 7100 and I would not be against buying it. But the thing is, the 990 on the slot net it's been put up for $500. And the 7100 probably is, I know from a fact, it's around $1,100.
I was last night, and DX Engineering got it on sale after the rebates for $995.
Well, that's nice.
In the last few months, just the first of the year, you could get one of those for about $800 new.
But you're not bad.
That's all right, go ahead.
Thinking those are all those radios, UHF, UHF, and HF, am I right?
They are all band, all mode. And what I was saying is they've went up since the first of the year. Right around February, March, you could get one of those radios for about $800.
Wow. Well, there goes inflation for you. How many people in the U.S. are licensed PAMs?
Any clue on that one? I'm sure you can look it up somewhere, but I don't know where.
Roger that. Hey, I was on QRM last night. I'm trying to get in contact with Wendy KN4HTP. We're trying to reach a goal of 100 check-ins tonight, and I have at least 69 hams wanting to be checked in. I got them off of Facebook. I don't know. I'm hoping with those 69 hams and the normal amount of people who check in, we'll get either 100 or close to 100.
Chandler, that's something you'll have to talk to her about, KO4HKX for ID. November Delta 7 Japan, mobile.
Say that's my WWZ for ID. Go ahead, next station.
Good morning to everyone. I just left Ingalls getting gas, and I used my Ingalls discount points, and I paid $3.85 a gallon, and I'm actually, like, happy thinking I got a deal.
Man, that's really good, especially nowadays.
In today's market, that is a deal, Bob. I remember a couple of years ago paying $1.85. So, anyway, hope everybody's doing well this morning and you don't have to buy gas. I got to drive out to Brighton City this morning and grab some bathrooms and then turn around and come back home. But that's an easy morning.
Nice talking to you.
On that trip out there, and good luck with whatever you're doing out there. A pile job, putting the grout in. So, anyway, I'll let you two gentlemen have back at it. I'll just be riding along, and y'all have a great day. ND7J, mobile, clear. Tyron, I'm pulling into where I need to get off anyway. So, Chandler, I'm going to say 7-3s with you also. Bob, have a good day. 7-3s, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now.
Man,
all right, well, 73, you guys have a good day, and I hope to catch you this afternoon when I get off work.
Say, so, I'm with WWZ, listening. Station 9 to call. This is KO4 WWZ.
Leroy,
J5WLO.
Good job.
Good morning, Leroy. How you doing?
I'm on a hand to talk to you on the front porch. We have a hard time listening to you. I'm just trying to
get you. Not a lot of white noise, but I can make you out. I'm trying to figure out. What's your location?
I'm down here at Taylor's.
Right now, that's the best audio I've had heard you at so far. So wherever you are, stay right there.
Just the antenna, just a little bit. I had a little slight angle, so that might be a little bit better than for you.
1 mile.
You off to the farm.
Off to work. Oh, Lord, that's going to get in my eyes. I'm off to work. You would not know how. I looked on Q1 and said I could not find any contact info for Wendy, who is the net controller tonight, and I want to get those contacts so that we can hopefully reach our goal.
Yeah, I don't have any way to contact her either on the air. Do you have Dave Watson's contacts?
I believe I emailed those to him. I don't know if he got them. It's kind of hard to know because he never really gets back to you unless something, I guess, important. But, I have emailed those to him. I tried to contact Chad, and I couldn't get the hold of him either, so I left him a message, but he ain't got back to me.
Anyways, I was just checking. I saw your post there on Facebook about it. But anyways, I thought I'd just give you a shout this morning to see what she's up to.
It's always nice to talk to you. Hopefully I'll talk to you again this evening.
How do you usually get off? What time do you usually back on the air?
Most of the time it's around 4:35
o'clock. I might be off by then. I got a meeting this afternoon, so we'll see how it goes, sir. Anyways, I'll let you go, and safe travels, have a safe day at work today, and we'll talk to you later. Stay cool, stay hydrated. Okay, find the BLM, please. 73,
Leroy.
KO4 WWZ, listening.
7-3. KN4HTT, KN4HTT, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey, Zulu. KN4HTT, KO4WWZ. Back next station. KO4NUE, KO4WWZ. Contact KO4WWZ. 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 KO4WW